Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And, well, Tom, we're back from the holiday, getting ready to start business over here on Tuesday, but kind of need to recap just exactly how the weekend started and what you kind of tell us about how the cattle futures ended on Friday.
Well, Dave, we'll go back to Friday and see that the cattle did trade mixed and they closed mixed. On the end of the session, our live cattle were mixed with the most pressure on the front contracts, but our feeder cattle had triple-digit gains Friday. Now, this is due to Friday's cattle on feed report that was released early at 11 o'clock while the markets were still trading. The placements came in at 95% when they was expecting as high as 102.4%. So that gave support to the feeder cattle Friday. Now, we also saw choice box beef down $1.97. Select boxes Friday down $1.70. Total movement of 134 loads. Cattle slaughter on Friday, 109,000 head. The weekly kill, 566,000. Cash feeder index was up 52 cents Friday. And our lean hogs traded and closed mixed on Friday. On the close Friday, June cattle were 25 cents lower. August feeders up $1.27. And June lean hogs, 5 cents lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at the grain futures now. And as the holiday weekend started, the grain futures had kind of a rough day on Friday, lower across the board.
That's right, Dave. Our wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed negative. We saw the July and November soybean contracts Friday make new contract lows. Now, for the week, last week, we saw July Kansas City wheat gain a nickel. July corn lost 5 cents, and July soybeans lost 29 cents for the week. Excessive rainfall and below normal temperatures continues to be a problem for crops in parts of the southern plains and the Midwest, and trading overnight has been in moderate volume, and currently we are on the mixed side coming off the highs of the session. July KC wheat's up 0.75 cents, July corn down 0.75 cents, July soybeans trading down 0.5 cents, July cotton's up 43 points, July crude oil down 67 cents, the June dollar index is 81 cents higher, and June Dow Jones futures trading 20 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning, and that's going to do it for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.